The game's fanciful, action-packed appeal is undeniable. But it's that very appeal that makes it all too irresistible for many young people.
It's just becoming, to me, it's a socially acceptable drug.
Liz Woolley founded the international support group Online Gamers Anonymous in 2002 after her own son's suicide that followed a battle with video game addiction.
And they think that it's fun, even though that is now all they're doing with their life.
Recent reports have described game obsession so severe that kids have skipped meals, lost sleep, and strained relationships with family members.
What happens is that some people get caught up in them and then have a hard time extricating themselves.
Michael Rich is the director of the Center on Media and Child Health at Boston Children's Hospital. He's hoping to work with the gaming industry to find solutions.
There's nothing inherently malevolent about these technologies.
Keith Manconi, KCBS.